My name's Louise Befford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
As traders, there are many lessons that we can learn from the market shenanigans. Let's have a look at the seven deadly sins of the share market. The first one, trading against the trend. Self-delusion is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It can make the trauma of being a modern adult so much easier to bear without the need for medication. However, convincing ourselves that the share market is trending up when it's not is a lethal mistake. To assist in your quest of becoming a trader extraordinaire, think about hiring an 8-year-old child. Around about $2 an hour and the bribe of a chocolate biscuit will suffice. After they've programmed your VCR and cleaned up the viruses on your computer, I suggest you conduct a simple experiment. Show them a chart of a share in your portfolio. Explain to them that it's a picture of how the share's been performing. And if your new mini employee says that the share is downtrending, believe them. Find a share that is uptrending to buy, or your capital will suffer the same fate as the curry you had last night for dinner. The second deadly sin is greed. If you hear, "This one's a sure thing, in a couple of weeks with the money you're going to make, you'll be able to buy New Zealand," from your broker, oh, you've got problems. And if you believe this and engage the trade without doing your research, you are the moron, not your broker. Your broker will still profit from the commission and you'll be licking your wounds and mournfully expecting sympathy from everybody. When traders lose money, they usually blame bad luck or poor advice, all of those external things, rather than their own personal attributes of arrogance and fear and greed. External attribution of blame is a sign of immaturity. Take responsibility for your own actions, or your trading ability will never improve. This is one of the most difficult lessons to learn in your share trading life. The third deadly sin is pride. Feel free to beat your hairy chest, men. It certainly helped get us out of caves and into centrally heated houses. But unfortunately, there's no public killing of a predator in modern times. So many guys seem to turn their angst against the share market and pitch themselves at it as if it was something to combat. If you've made a windfall profit, what makes you certain that you are the cause and not just the hand of Lady Luck? Put pen to paper and work out your entry and exit and money management techniques. If you don't have a written trading plan, develop one quickly or get the heck out of the market. Without defined rules, you'll lose in the market over the long haul. Stay loyal to your system and be aware that there's no holy grail in share trading. Every system will encounter a string of losses, but as long as you ultimately make more money than you lose, then you'll be profitable. The fourth deadly sin is envy. Now, this is a killer, especially when the market is going well. I can often tell how the market is going from the number of mournful emails I get. When the market's doing poorly, I get people complaining, "Oh, you know, it's all so hard." And when the market's going well, I still get emails complaining, but this time they're comparing themselves to other people. And they're saying, "Oh, my neighbour's doing better than I am. Maybe I'm not cut out for this." As a teenager, I had crooked teeth and a few too many kilos, and I do remember looking at the popular girls and those really pretty things with abject envy. Damn them, I thought, why were they born so gorgeous? Why were they so skinny and clever and blonde? And my grandmother told me once, comparing yourself to others only leads to heartache. I do think the same holds true in the share market. Although it seems as if everyone around you is making a killing on the markets, it's likely that they're only telling you about their good trades. Traders who tell you that they consistently get in at the bottom and out of the top of a trend, they're just liars. It's impossible to do over the long term again and again. Good traders have achieved a sense of detachment from the market, and they've divorced themselves from chasing elusive profits. The fifth sin is dividend lust. But it pays a good dividend is a justification that so many traders use for hanging on to a losing trade. This is the equivalent of saying that you're a compulsive gambler because they provide free coffee at the casino. Gosh, even rats will put up with being zapped by an electric current if they get fed tasty pellets regularly. Contrary to popular opinion, companies that pay dividends may not have their shareholders' interest at heart. If these companies retained their dividends and invested in developing their strategic superiorities over their competitors, gosh, you could really have the sky being the limit for them. Investing in a share buyback scheme rather than paying a dividend would naturally drive the share price upwards. And whenever demand outstrips supply, a significant return on investment for shareholders is the result. This is inherently more beneficial to investors than a dividend. The sixth sin is wrath. The market does not know that you exist. Do not seek revenge if you have made a loss on the share. The thing is, you need to fight your battles with an opponent that you can make eye contact with. If you are continually pitching yourself against the market and you're trying to, I guess, self-sabotage in this way, gosh, your downfall will be totally spectacular. The seventh deadly sin is capital destruction. Decide to exit a trade if your stop loss is hit. There's absolutely no excuse for it. The golden rule of share trading is to keep your losses small and to let your profits run. Your first aim has to be capital preservation. Making money is a byproduct of following your rules. Money flows naturally from the many to the few in this game, and trading is definitely not for the faint-hearted. The potential rewards, though, gosh, they're so alluring, aren't they? And you'll always be assured of a new flow of punters willing to try their luck. Luckily for skilled traders, these people still exist. It ensures that the share market will continue to redistribute wealth. Just make sure that you're the one the wealth is being redistributed to.